Quest presents an unabridged recording of Assassins by Rob Sinclair, narrated by Marston York. When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. People know themselves much better than you do. That's why it's important to stop expecting them to be something other than who they are. Maya Angelou. Chapter 1. Doha, Qatar. 10 p.m. but still over 30 degrees Celsius with choking humidity that sapped his strength with every step and made his limbs heavy and sluggish. Sweat covered his brow. Thick droplets ran down into the small of his back. His attire didn't help much. Black tie. The top button of his shirt clung to his neck like a creeper. The fitted cotton stuck to his body all over like armour, weighing him down. "Over there," Elliot said. Riker looked off into the darkness in the direction Elliot had indicated. All he could see across the grass was the line of shrubs that gave way to the road and the bright streetlights beyond. Traffic hustled along, though in this part of the city at this time of night, the road was far from busy. "I don't see anything," Riker said. "Behind the bushes. Sure I saw someone." Riker stared as they continued to walk through the dark. "No, there was no one there."
"I should go and check," Elliot said.
Riker nodded. Elliot set off at pace and Riker took a wider arc in the direction his colleague was headed for. Moments later, Elliot gave his answer, his voice echoing in Riker's earbud.
"Nothing."
"Better safe than sorry."
"What's taking you two so long?" Another voice in Riker's ear now, Nadia Lang.
"We'll be there in 30 seconds, he responded. It wasn't a bad estimate. Elliot regrouped with Riker and they carried on across the dark grassy area. They reached the edge of the red stone wall 28 seconds later.
Riker had counted each one of the seconds in silence, a basic aid to keep his breathing and his heart rate and his mind steady in anticipation of the task that lay ahead. They pulled to a stop at the wall and Riker looked around. All clear. There was no one following in the park behind them. Why would there be? Riker listened to the sounds drifting over from the other side of the wall, still distant. They were necessarily entering through a quiet corner, though he could still make out chatter, string music, the chinking of glasses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?